Smith. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Herbert Laverne Smith on Friday, December 27, 2024, with his three boys at his side. Born on August 25, 1937, in Weyburn, Saskatchewan, to parents Harold and Ethel, Herb was the youngest of five. His big sisters Leona, Norma, and Dorothy often spoiled him, sometimes to the chagrin of his big brother Harvey. Herb always valued spending time with his family, especially as it grew and grew. Herb's life changed forever when his two friends and co-workers, Roy and Gary Stephenson, introduced him to their sister, Gail. Love soon followed, and the two married on December 12, 1959. Working as a painter, Herb left an indelible mark across Moose Jaw and other parts of Saskatchewan with his many projects. Herb joined the maintenance team at Valley View Center in the early 70s, where he spent 25 years working and forming lifelong friendships. However, his biggest legacy, and the one he was most proud of, is his family. Herb and Gail's first son, Kelly, was born in 1960, Kevin in 1962, and Kent in 1966. Herb worked tirelessly to ensure his boys had every opportunity to participate in sports and other activities from a young age. Whether it was in a hockey rink, baseball diamond, or football field, Herb could always be counted on to be in attendance with Gail, often stepping aside to pace back and forth quietly. Sports were an important part of Herb's life, supporting the Moose Jaw Warriors since the 1980s, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and watching nearly every Toronto Blue Jays game with Gail. He was also the biggest fan of his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, always watching games and matches quietly and offering supportive and encouraging post-game analysis to everyone. Anyone who knew Herb would say that he was a talker. However, he was much more than that. He was a skilled conversationalist and listener. Herb's life story is spoken, not written. Every conversation with him was two-sided, if not mainly focused on the other person. From what make and model car you drove, how a distant relative or former teacher was doing, to what you grew in your garden this year, Herb was a genuinely curious man with an open, judgment-free mind and a big heart. Herb would remember the most minute details of people's lives with a sharp wit and memory, often checking in after a quick joke to break the ice. While Herb may have done most of the talking, Gail was always by his side, listening intently and acting as Herb's backup whenever he needed to recall a specific detail about someone or something they told him. The two worked in tandem for 63 years before Gail's passing in 2023. Herb and Gail were a team and were hardly ever heard of or spoken of without each other. It was always Herb and Gail, Dad and Mom, or Grampy and Grammy. They stood by each other's sides through thick and thin and built a beautiful life together. Since Gail's passing, Herb spent much of his time with his family in Moose Jaw, was visited often by family from Alberta and other parts of Saskatchewan, and met two great-grandchildren born in 2023 and 2024. Herb lived unapologetically, always considerate of others, willing to offer a helping hand, and never wavering in keeping his family first. True to form, he stuck around long enough to celebrate Kent's 58th birthday on December 24th, and one last Christmas day with his three boys. Herb is survived by his son, Kelly, Nancy, and Kelly's children with Debbie, Denny, Teresa, Lily and Amelia, Crystal, Emma, Blake and Taylor, Jolie, Mac, Hannah, Austin, Ava and Chloe. Son, Kevin, Anna Marie, and their children Taylor, Chelsea, Takeo, Vaco, Poppy, Rafa and Titus. Zoe, Dustin, Callie, Peyton, Emma and Colton. Zebulon, Alanda, Cyrus, Katie, and Zealand, son, Kent, Joanne, and their children Josiah, Chelsea, and Jonah. Zachary, Megan, Levi, Tori, and Benjamin. Andrea, two special sisters-in-law, Karen Ireland and Sharon Grant, as well as numerous nieces and nephews. The family expresses their immense gratitude to the doctors and staff at Dr. F. H. Wigmore Regional Hospital for the support and compassionate care given to Herb during his illness. A memorial service will be planned for a future date, on a nice spring day, as Herb wished. In lieu of flowers, donations in Herb's honor may be made to the Moose Jaw Warriors Education Fund, P.O. Box 74 Station Maine, Moose Jaw, SKS 6H4N7. Arrangements are entrusted to Moose Jaw Funeral Home, 268 Mulberry Lane. Cherise Noble Funeral Director 306-693-4550 www.moosejawfuneralhome.com.